Good evening, Rick Batorik. Good to see you. I'm trying to get on Facebook, and so I'll be right with you. I've decided to do a video tonight on discernment of poison versus food. Discernment on poison versus food. You know, we all have been brought up with some really huge changes from the time that Christ lived on the earth. And a lot of people don't realize that. When Christ lived on the earth, there was no Hardee's or McDonald's or Taco Bell's or Kentucky Fried Chicken or Panda Chinese or Popeye's Chicken or Arby's or Daylight Donuts or Krispy Kreme. Most people there either fished or grew their own gardens and ate vegetables. But today, I believe that the scripture says they'll call good evil and good evil good is exactly what, and I've been as guilty as anyone in the past. And God is helping me to discern, okay, what is good versus evil. They call good evil and evil good. They call quarter pounders with cheese good. And they call barbecued ribs good for you. And processed foods good for you. And pasteurized milk good for you. And chlorinated water good for you. There's a book out called Sugar Blues. If you can get your hands on it, I would highly recommend that you read that book, Sugar Blues. Corn chips, potato chips, fries, French fries, onion rings, and Dairy Queens, shakes and sundaes, and Pizza Hut, and processed cheeses, cakes and pies and cookies and candy bars, coffee and tea. But you know what? There's another way to think about food. And that is, there's as much good food to eat as there is bad food. It's just knowing what the good food is. And it's also good to know that you have a big difference between eating foods that will alkaline your body and foods that will turn everything that you eat to acid. Just think of the acid in your car battery. Okay? If you get some of that on you, it's gonna wear a hole right through your jeans. That's what acid does in the body. Well, there's good foods we can eat. And I'm just going to give you a list of foods that will alkaline your body. And I've been having lifestyle changes in my diet, and I feel so much better. And it's having a big impact on all of our family, so I want to share it with you. And I got this information from a guy by the name of Mike Wittort, and he has a website called wakeupwell.org. wakeupwell.org. So I'm going to give you a list of foods that will help alkalize your body, and if you have a pen, you might want to take these down. You know, we need to look at all of the good things we can eat. And by the way, I would highly encourage everyone on here to whatever browser you use, Google or Firefox or whatever browser you use, just go, better yet, go to YouTube. Just go to YouTube. And in the search bar in YouTube, just put in alkaline foods, alkaline recipes, alkaline diets. You'll get your boat loaded. There's lots of wonderful, wonderful foods. Fruits and vegetables. Raw fruits and vegetables are best, but you can also do stir fries. You don't have to eat just salads all the time. As long as you do stir fries with like grapeseed oil, or you can also use, you don't want to cook with extra virgin olive oil. You want to use that as a mixture in your salad dressing that you make. You don't want to use salad dressings from the store because it's full of pasture. It's full of process and chemicals. But you can use grapeseed oil, you can use coconut oil, you can use avocado oil. There's lots of oils that you can cook with. Okay, here's the list. Are you ready? I'll try to go slow so you can write these very high alkalized foods. You cannot go wrong in eating any of these foods in your diet. Okay? Watermelon. Watermelon is very high in water content. And by the way, the first thing on our list should be water. We all need to drink more water. This is my tea that replaced the coffee I used to drink every morning. It's delicious. It's distilled water with a slice of lime and a slice of lemon and a pine needle from a pine tree out in my front yard in it. And you heat it up like a tea, and it is absolutely delicious. No sugars. Don't use substitute sugars because it'll just make you cringe. You know, I used to use stevia for everything. And it just made me crave more sweet things. The thing about fruit is it's natural sugars, okay? Watermelon. Banana. Banana is probably one of the greatest things you can use, especially for smoothies. I shared the other day with everybody, if you take a banana and put it with a slice of pineapple, a ring of pineapple, and 3 to 4 ounces of coconut milk, and about 8 ounces of water, distilled water, in the blender, and blend that up with a little bit of sea salt, it's the best shake you'll ever have, and it's very good for your, it will stabilize your endorphins in your body. It's a very, very wonderful breakfast. Apples. Apples give you the fiber you need. I already mentioned lime. Any kind of berries, but preferably the best berries on the planet for toxicity in the body is blueberries. We all know about carrots, raw carrots. Pineapple is excellent. And when you have your salads, don't use iceberg lettuce. Use romaine lettuce. Use spinach. Use quinoa. Use sea salt. Don't use, get away from the refined sugars and the refined salts. Use sea salt. Coconut is very good for you. And I'm not talking about coconut laced with sugar. I'm talking about raw coconut. Sweet potatoes is high, very high in fiber. It has many of the necessary minerals for our body and vitamins. Almonds are a superfood, as well as walnuts. If you look at a walnut, it looks like a brain, especially when you take the shell off and you look at it whole, it looks like a brain, and it's good for the brain. Eggplant, kale, broccoli, apricots, zucchini. There's so many different ways you can use zucchini, and it's very, very high in being able to alkaline your body. Mushrooms. You can't really eat too many mushrooms, and they can be fixed so many ways. You can stir fry them with peppers and onions, red onions and put a little cayenne pepper in it and a little oregano. That's another great stimulator for energy. It also is great for your lungs, and it's also great for a lot of things. It removes a lot of toxicity in the body. Peas, romaine lettuce, kiwi. Kiwi is, if you think green and purple and blue, you can't go wrong. It's good for you. Think green and purple and blue. You can't go wrong. It's good for you if it's vegetables. Purple cabbage, red onions, purple onions, avocado, coconut milk. We've already mentioned that. Garlic. My dad lived on garlic. He would take little stalks of garlic and eat it raw, and he must have known something. My mom said, "I can't stand to be around your dad because he always eats garlic and oregano, and he uses DMSO." And I don't know if you know what DMSO is, but you can look it up. I have some of it. It's highly absorbent in the bloodstream if you put it on your skin. Strawberries, blueberries, cucumbers, another very good green, high antioxidant fruit, vegetable. Spinach, raw spinach is really good in salads. I don't like cooked spinach myself. Asparagus, steamed asparagus is good. I don't like the, you don't want to get the stuff in the can, you want to get fresh spinach. And green peppers, yellow peppers, red peppers, cayenne. That's just a few of the highly alkalized foods. And these dishes that you'll find in your browser can be fixed so many different ways. So you don't have to resort to, use regular butter. Don't use margarines. Don't use canola oil. Don't use soy oil. Don't use vegetable oil. It's not good for your body. It's poison. And so a lot of people say, how can you afford all those natural foods? Well, I would encourage you to keep track of how much money you spend on all the junk food. The Snickers candy bars, the Butterfingers, the Mars candy bars, the Twix, the barbecued potato chips, the corn chips, the Fritos, the Pringles, the cookies, the pies, the cakes, the quarter pounders with cheese, the Big Macs, the Taco Bell, Kentucky Fried Chicken, Pizza Hut, Chinese takeout, Popeye's Chicken, Arby's and their processed foods, Daylight Donuts, Dairy Queen, Krispy Kreme. Just keep track for 1 month what you spend on that. If you put that same amount of money in natural foods that are not poisoned, not processed with all the chemicals in it, it's going to rejuvenize your body, and it's also going to, you'll feel much, much better. Much, much better. So I just wanted to do a quick video on that tonight. I hope this is helpful. I don't spend a lot of time on nutrition, but I'm on a kick because I realize I've been putting a lot of poison in my bodies. And by the way, that is all orchestrated by our culture. They've just now going to take it one step further when they put all this pharmacopoeia in people's bodies. You know, a lot of people are on psychotropics, on medications. And if you look at the side effects, some of these medications have 5 pages of side effects on them. It's absolutely poison that you're putting in your body. We're told in Scripture to present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And that includes eating fresh food, fruits and vegetables, and not, you know, take in all of this meats with gluten in it and all kind of chemical preservatives in it. And I would encourage you to get, next time you're at a pharmacy, pick up a pick up some pH strips. And then all you have to do is put a little saliva on there, and it will give you the readings. They'll give you a chart, and it'll tell you whether you're acidic or whether you're alkaline. It'll really open your eyes as to where you're at, what you're eating, and what your body is. Your body's a food processor. Garbage in, garbage out. You can tell a lot whether you're acidic or alkaline just by smelling your urine. If it smells real pungent like ammonia, then you're probably acidic. If it smells more like vegetable juice, then you're probably alkalinic or alkaline. So I don't want to spend too much time on this, but I did want to give you, because we're often, kale is another really good, Rick Matorik mentioned kale. You put that in your salad. One thing you want to do if you use that kale in your salad is if you soak it first, it will, so it won't be so hard to chew up. It'll soften the kale. And cherry tomatoes are another good. Apricots, I mentioned that. Grapes, the red grapes are best. And if you're going to eat red grapes with seeds, eat the seeds too. Don't throw the seeds away. Chew the seeds up because they're good for you. Another good is any kind of melon. Cantaloupe is really good for you. I love cantaloupe. It's one of my favorite fruits. I love cantaloupe. I love bananas. I love blueberries. I love blackberries. That's another good fruit. I love strawberries. And you can make different smoothies. You don't have to just have the banana smoothie with the coconut milk and the sea salt and the pineapple. You can mix it up a little bit. Use banana and strawberries, banana and blueberries. Okay? But I hope this has been helpful to look at the, you know, we are not to tempt God. Okay, we're not to put poison in our body. Okay, all these processed foods, my goodness. When we have all of these other foods, and you can go to almost any grocery store and get the things that I've mentioned, it's not that hard to get them. Almost many of the fruits and vegetables are available year-round, and if you can't get the fruits, you can get them in frozen fruits. Okay, and those will work fine for doing smoothies. Okay, so I hope this helps. I know I've felt a lot better since I've gone to an alkaline diet. Avocados, very good, very good. Dates, figs, I mentioned hemp seeds, walnuts, you know, there's so many things that will help get your electrolytes balanced out. And be sure that if you drink a lot of water, just put a pinch of sea salt in your water. That'll help stabilize your electrolytes. That's pretty much what I wanted to say today. I hope this has been helpful. You know, and I really encourage you to try that banana, coconut, pineapple smoothie. Just give it a shot and you'll see why it's a tremendous treat. That's all I have for tonight. I know I've kind of got off our general subject, but I just wanted to share that, and I hope it's a blessing to you. God bless.